It was 1 year ago tomorrow that the war in Iraq started with an airstrike on Baghdad. The date offers an occasion to take stock of the changes inside Iraq, and it's also an opportunity to check in on Iraq's six neighbors, Iran, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Syria, and Turkey.
Yesterday, we discussed the impact of the war on the first three of those countries. Today, we look at the war's impact on the nations to the west and north of Iraq. And we turn to Robert Pelletreau, Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs in the Clinton administration. Ambassador, let's begin today with Jordan, a country that's maintained good, though sometimes strained, relations with the former government of Iraq. And as a poor country, benefited from that relationship. What now for Jordan?
Jordan is probably the country around Iraq that has adapted itself the quickest to the new situation in Iraq. Jordan has a young, dynamic leadership. They have thought through what's happened, and they are preparing, I think, quite well for the future. At the same time, Jordan has been cooperating with the occupation authorities in helping to train the new Iraqi police force in Jordan and in helping to train the new Iraqi army. So Jordan has been preparing itself for a positive and cooperative role with the new Iraq.
Let's turn now to Syria, another country with relatively young leadership, a son who's taken over from his father and who leads a country without quite the experience or the loyalty that his father commanded. With Saddam Hussein gone, what does it mean for the leadership of a country that's also run?
Just as Jordan has adapted well, Syria has probably had the most difficulty in adapting to the changed situation in Iraq. We have seen members of the former regime and their families escape through Syria. We've seen insurgents from outside who've gone into Iraq go in through Syria. Syria's under increasing pressure in the region, partially from the United States. And I expect this is going to continue now with the Syrian Accountability Act, recently passed by our Congress and approved by the President. It's going to require the United States to take some additional harsh measures against Syria.
In recent weeks, we've seen Kurdish riots in Syria. And do you think that this might suggest that the rise of Kurdish independence following the war in Iraq may be having an influence on Kurds elsewhere, may be emboldening Kurds in Syria?
I think there's no question about it. For decades now, the Syrians have refused to recognize a separate Kurdish identity. They have insisted that the Kurds be exactly like everyone else. But we see in the new constitution, in the new situation in Iraq, there is a place carved out for the Kurdish minority. And I think this is having a direct impact in Syria, and perhaps even more in Turkey.
Now, the last of our countries is Turkey. It seems that this country would be of even more strategic importance to the United States. What's changed in Turkey since the beginning of the war?
Well, Turkey has a government that is more Islamic-leaning than past governments. Turkey, you recall, declined to allow U.S. forces to go into Iraq from the north. But since then, Turkey and the United States have overcome that temporary disagreement, and Turkey has helped in other ways. But if we think the Kurdish riots in Syria have been a new cause for concern in Syria, Turkey has a much larger Kurdish population. And the potential waves from what's happening in Iraq into the Kurdish areas of Turkey are of great concern to the Turkish government.
The instability that we see in Iraq now 1 year after the war began, does that affect the region as a whole?
Everybody is anxious about it. If a reasonably stable, reasonably democratic Iraq comes out of this, this will have the effect of accelerating the pace of reform in the neighborhood. But if the chaos continues, and if Iraq continues to have great difficulty in getting itself organized for the new Iraq, this is going to have exactly the opposite effect. So in a sense, you could say, we've built the bridge to the middle of the stream in Iraq, but we've got to build it across to the other side. And until we do, the region's going to continue to be quite uncertain.
Ambassador Pelletreau, thank you so much for coming in to talk with us.
You're very welcome.
Robert Pelletreau is the former Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs in the Clinton administration.